I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My text messaging includes videos and read receipts, but a friend tells me I have to have RCS to do that stuff. Do I have RCS? And if so, why does my friend not get my videos by text? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about RCS. RCS stands for Rich Communication Services. It's a communication protocol supported by mobile carriers for sending multimedia messages between users. It goes under a few other names depending on the carrier, the implementation, and which part of the world you're in. You don't need to know all the names, but if one of these sounds familiar to you, advanced messaging, join with a Y, SMSOIP, Message Plus, SMS Plus, those are all using RCS under another name. RCS is the successor to SMS, good old text messaging, simple messaging service. But before we go into explaining all of that, let's address something that may confuse some folks about messaging apps. Messaging apps come in wide varieties, but I like to think of them in two main groups. Third-party apps, those don't use SMS and RCS, and then carrier-supported apps that do use RCS or SMS or both. Most third-party apps are easy to identify. WhatsApp, WeChat, Signal, Telegram, etc. They may actually be linked to your phone number in some way, but your mobile carrier has nothing to do with them. Their messages are carried over the internet and therefore will not work if your data service isn't available or you don't have Wi-Fi. Also, third-party apps can implement whatever features they want because they run their whole messaging network. The other group, carrier-supported apps, I often think of as SMS apps, though I suppose I'll need to update that to RCS apps. These apps work with your mobile carrier's text messaging service. Now, historically, SMS is not carried over the internet, so there are times when you can get a text message out, even if you don't have data service, because it's going over the part of the network used for voice calls, not the open internet. There's some confusion out there because phone operating system makers have mushed the carrier service, the SMS, into their own apps. So you get a combination of features that are like a third-party app, and stickers and group chats and all that, right alongside carrier-supported SMS. Apple's Messages app is a prime example of this. It handles the SMS service, but also runs its own third-party iMessage service in the same app. iMessage needs a data connection, hence you get a blue color for messages between people using iMessage, and green messages for SMS. If you think of green as Android users, that's only because there is no Apple Messages app for Android, so you only are ever sending SMS between iOS and Android devices. And of course, Android has had literally dozens of apps that you can use as your SMS app, along with an internet-based messaging service from whoever made the app. Usually it's Google, but sometimes it might be the phone maker, like Samsung, or the carrier, like Verizon. Google has pushed to simplify that by supporting RCS early on and then pushing the carriers to support the Android Messages app as the default SMS/RCS app. And they've been pretty good at getting success with that. So to sum up, when you're talking about RCS, you're talking about your mobile carrier supported messages in the default text messaging app on your phone. Those default apps are usually Apple Messages or Android Messages or maybe Samsung Messages most of the time. All right. So what is RCS anyway? The Rich Communication Suite initiative was started in 2007, and in February 2008, the GSM Association, that's the Mobile Carrier Industry Group, established a steering committee to pursue RCS as an industry standard, and then the S in RCS was later changed from suite to services. Samsung launched its RCS support way back in 2012 for some of its phones, now pretty much supports them on all of them. In September 2015, Google acquired Jibe Mobile and announced that it would use that acquisition to bring support for RCS to Android, which it has. In November 2016, the GSMA published a single spec for RCS called the Universal Profile. Carriers and operating systems that follow the profile guarantee interconnection. That lets your messages go to anyone without them having to have the exact same app. That's how SMS has worked, too. In 2018, Google started working with carriers on RCS implementations, and in June 2019, Google started deploying RCS in messages. And in some date to be added in the future updates to this episode, I'm guessing Apple might announce support. It hasn't yet. Maybe it won't. Who knows? So, what does RCS get you? RCS uses your broadband connection in most cases. The times when you have voice service and not data are getting rare, so RCS is just running on the data service. It also supports features SMS does not, like group chats, video, audio, high-resolution images, read receipts, and typing indicators, the little dot, dot, dot. RCS also lets messages go over Wi-Fi, not just the data connection, lets you rename chat groups, and add and remove participations from a group chat, and it supports location sharing, file transfers, so you can do things like stickers, and voice and video calls over the internet. Now, some of you are thinking, or possibly even saying aloud, but I have all that already on SMS. Actually, no, you don't. You have that in your messaging app that also handles SMS, maybe. But every time you send a message between Android and iOS, you experience the difference. Have you had a group chat split into individual messages to each recipient? You fell back to SMS. Have you received an image that was very tiny and low res, but you knew it was supposed to be bigger? Yeah, fell back to SMS. Have you ever said, video? What video? I can get a video. You have fallen back to SMS. Had a text get cut off after 160 characters? You fell back to SMS. Side note on that. Twitter's original 140-character limit was because it was originally designed as an SMS service and needed messages to fit into the SMS along with 20 characters that they used for routing information. None of that fallback behavior will happen in RCS as long as you're messaging between apps that support RCS, like Android messages to Samsung messages or Samsung messages to Verizon messages. Now, maybe you're thinking, I might jump from Telegram to using RCS right now. Before you start the campaign to convince all your friends and family to move, let's tell you what you don't get. Your friends and family on iOS, you don't get them, at least until Apple supports RCS. If you're messaging someone using Apple Messages, you will fall back to all those SMS behaviors I just mentioned. Same goes for anyone using any app that supports SMS but does not support RCS. You also may not get end-to-end encryption. RCS allows for end-to-end encryption, but not all the apps have implemented it. Google supports it on one-to-one conversations and is launching it on group chats as well, but if you have someone in the chat not using Android messages, you might not get it. You also won't get cross-device support. RCS has no standard way to support messaging on laptops, desktops, tablets, and watches. Now, that one may sound worse than it is, though, since SMS doesn't support that either, and lots of services, including Apple's messages, have found workarounds for it, so they probably will for RCS too. And RCS users also won't get whatever the newest features from WhatsApp, Signal, or WeChat, or messaging apps like that are. Those platforms and platforms like it own their own system, so they can add features fast, even if they aren't the first to do it. RCS requires the industry group to vet it and deploy it to the whole ecosystem. With Google on board, that isn't as slow as you might think, but it's generally not the first or even second with new features, at least not yet. That's what you don't get. Now, before we wrap up, though, let's acknowledge what businesses get out of RCS. Businesses get a little more. In industry terminology, your messages to your friends and family are known as P2P, which in this case stands for person to person, not peer to peer. Even a group chat of people is P2P. But Even on SMS, there can be applications sending messages on behalf of businesses, like shipping notifications or solicitations for political donations. Those are known as application-to-person, or A2P. The RCS version of that is called RCS Business Messaging, or RBM. It was created to address the fact that third-party messaging apps were trying to win business over to their platform with lots of cool features that SMS didn't have. Now, businesses have largely stayed on SMS, and thus paying carriers in most cases, because they know all their customers have a phone, but all their customers don't necessarily use the same third-party app. So, RBM is meant to keep businesses from being tempted to switch over to third party entirely. RBM gets all the features of RCS, but also adds quick reply suggestions, branding, and richer cards and carousels, among some other features. RBM requires a messaging as a platform server, which controls verified sender details, and that can help cut down on SMS spam, or at least make it a lot easier to identify. Right now, any shady operator can just get a bunch of SIM cards and avoid paying the A2P rates. With RBM, it will be obvious that they're doing that because their messages will not be RBM and not support the RBM features, particularly the branding. I mean, never underestimate the ingenuity of shady operators to find workarounds, but theoretically, they should be a little easier to block and spot. If you're already a dedicated third-party app user and you never touch the SMS app on your phone, RCS will mean almost nothing to you. But if you frequently use your default messages app, maybe to message that old fogey 50-year-old podcaster in your life who just never seems to respond to your Facebook message pings, well, RCS will help you send a sticker or video mocking him for that. In other words, I hope you know a little more about RCS.